An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, guys, this is Nobody's Listening with James and David, and I'm David.
James and David, thank you.
Dang it!
Hey out there, podcast people. This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 14, recorded on March the 28th, 2007. I'm one of your hosts, James, and my brother's here.
And I am the host, David.
You're the other host. You're the host with the most.
I am.
I'm the host with the least. This is a podcast where David and I tell our funny life stories and hope that you will do the same. We always start off with the weekly update.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update.
It's my life. It's now or never.
Weekly update. James, you're going first this week.
Uh-huh. Really? Okay, good. All my weekly updates have to do with the fact that Jennifer and I are in the process of putting our house, have gone through the process of putting our house up mm-hmm. on the market because we're looking for another house to buy.
Yes.
So I kind of have two. One of them is, David, don't be so upset. They're kind of funny.
Okay.
One of them is the simple truth that we got our house listed and they put it up and on the computer, on the website, you know, so other people can look for it and find it. And we submitted a description and we said something to the effect of, this lovely house is located in a wonderful neighborhood.
Oh, you cannot lied.
You cannot pass this up. Okay. But then we go to read it and here's what it says. If I can do this right. It says, in this lovely neighborhood, there is a, yeah, in this lovely neighborhood, there is a house. Do not pass it. And so,
do not pass go. Do not collect your
$200. It's like Yoda wrote it, dude. In this neighborhood, in this wonderful neighborhood, is a house. Or, no, wait. Here's how it was. It wasn't that. It was, in this lovely neighborhood, a house there is. That's the way it was
Shut
written,
up.
Dude.
It's
I kid you not.
A fairy tale or something?
It's like, so, in this neighborhood, a lovely house there is. Do not pass it. Houses lead to suffering, and suffering leads to anger. In this neighborhood, a lovely house there is. That's the truth, dude. So we had him rewrite it, but I was like, dude, was she drinking? Was she strong with the force? You know, I don't know. I don't know which extreme it was. But, okay, so that's one. The second one is, we looked at a house yesterday, and, dude, it was pretty house on the outside. We go inside. I kid you not. People, after you hear the end of the story, you're going to say, you're making this up. But, dude, I got freaked out when I walked in the house.
Okay.
It looked weird, okay?
Like dark?
No, it wasn't dark. It just was weird. It was a weird house. It felt weird. Okay, so we go down. We look upstairs first, and I can't describe it. There's this area over the door that just is a place that you would never go to. It's like a finished part over the foyer across the way that I don't know what you would do with up there. But, you know, like at Chili's, there's the area up where they put stuff on a shelf in the entryway. It's kind of like that.
Okay.
And it's like an area that you would put nothing. And I just got freaked out because it's like you're supposed to fall off of there. Or this is a place you would put that mannequins would live if they could move at midnight.
If they had a bed.
And the realtor's messing with me because she's like, oh, you could put your wedding dress on there and put it up there. And I'm like, oh, because that would make it come to life. It's mandatory. If there's a mannequin with a wedding dress in your house, it has to come to life.
Yeah.
Just like in the what is it? The Haunted Mansion in Disney World has that stinking mannequin bride chick that comes to life. But anyway, so I'm already kind of tripped out. We go in the basement, and instead of a big old giant basement, this thing has been subdivided kind of wonkily. That's a word. Kind of wonkily into several rooms.
Is it a real word?
It's advertised as a three-bedroom. It's a four-bedroom. I'm sorry. Advertised as a four-bedroom, but we counted them all up. There's a total of like eight bedrooms in this house. And I look around, and there's this nasty little ghetto, yucky, inner-city, elementary school-style bathroom right in the middle of it. And I'm like, dude, these people either had a lot of kids, or this is where they kept people.
Like hostile or something.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I haven't seen that movie, but this is like
scary city, okay?
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's tile floor, or not tile floor, linoleum floor. There's no carpet. The bathroom was just icky, nasty.
Tile floor in the bedrooms?
Just everywhere, all the way through the house.
Wow.
And so, we come back up, and we're, long story short, we go outside, and somebody that knew me from church comes up. Oh, how you doing? And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing good. We're looking at this house. And she goes, oh. And I was like, yeah, I don't think we're going to get it. And she says, oh, well, we're dropping off when who will be your neighbor if you bought the house. And so this girl gets out of the car, and the lady behind the wheel says, tell him about this house. Tell him what happened.
Oh,
and she says, I said, well, was there a bunch of kids that used to live here or something? And she goes, yeah, there was a mess of them. There was a whole bunch. Tell them what happened. Tell them what happened. She goes, one of them killed themselves in that basement. And then 2 days later, the father, stepfather killed himself in there too. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Bye. See ya. You know,
dude, holy crap.
We're in the death house. Ah!
Dude, I'm so freaked out, I can't even talk.
We kept us up last night.
You went
night.
Into the basement where it happened.
Jenna, my baby, was dancing around in these rooms, just frolicking and screaming and
maybe
hollering and stuff.
Of the child.
Dude, not screaming like scared, screaming like, ah, because it was echoey. It was tile floors and everything. And I'm like, now I know why there was linoleum floors.
Oh, in the bedroom?
In the basement. Talking about basement ghost man extreme, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
I should move into that house just so I can bring teenagers downstairs and scare the living pee out of them.
And tell them the real truth.
So what I will do instead of moving into the house is whatever house I move into.
Just do that.
I just tell them. I tell them some dude killed himself and then a father killed himself down here too. And that's why we totally redid it. And that's why it looks nothing like it used to. Remember, you take a little bit of the truth and then you wrap the lie around it. You got to lie like the devil. That's what we said. So anyway, that's my weekly update. Beat that fool.
I'm a manager now at AutoZone. I got promoted.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, I just want to tell you right now, I am leaving in the end of June. To move to Ireland. James has known this forever.
I have.
But you people don't. So I am moving to be with and around my girlfriend that lives in Ireland.
He's moving to Ireland, guys.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
You guys do know he has a girl in Ireland, but you didn't know maybe that he was moving there to be with her. So,
so
what does that mean as far as the podcast? That's all they care about.
You know, yeah, who cares about me? We're going to try to make it work.
How many hours difference is there?
It's 6 hours.
So if we did the podcast at my time at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evening.
So it still ain't bad.
It's 11 o'clock your time?
11 o'clock at night, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the opposite. I thought if it was 11 here, it was 6 p.m. there.
It's 6 hours before.
So every time we do the podcast, you're going to be tired as poop.
Probably, because I'll be working the bogs.
You'll be chasing leprechauns.
But anyway, so
I... Stay away from me, gold. Let me do an Irish accent.
There are leprechauns there. They call them small people.
The little people.
The little leprechauns. But anyway, yeah, so I got a promotion at work.
Okay.
And
so you got to buy a gray shirt?
I have to go buy a gray shirt tonight or tomorrow before I go back to work.
And you get a new name tag.
Get a new name tag, yeah. And
but that's good. Nothing compared to your name being written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Bless God.
But yeah, that's my weekly update.
Awesome.
And I guess my... life update with moving to Ireland. So into June.
So yeah, what we're going to try to do is we're going to try practicing recording with Skype while we're still here in the States.
Yeah.
And that way when he goes over, so that we'll be able to pick up right where we left off. Now I do plan on there being a couple of weeks where there might not be a podcast.
Yeah. Just getting settled and stuff.
So, you guys just bear with it.
We're going to try to do a couple
leave us.
Before a couple extra just to throw in. So like the pilot was a perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to try to do a few spares. Or maybe we'll have special guests in, or maybe we'll just forget you all together.
My contract was not special guests involved. So.
Anyway, so.
But yeah, so I'm moving.
It's time for the featured story, Dave.
It's the featured story.
What do you got? What you got, dude? It's your turn.
I want to change it.
No. Last week we changed it.
Shut up. Okay, remember when we were on Steadicam and I was telling everybody that online relationships do not work?
Yes.
Okay, so, well, I better not say long distance. Oh, God. but they don't. Because one, if you ever met somebody on the internet, they're really nice, they're really sweet, they have a really nice voice on the phone, they're probably ugly. No, forget the probably. They're 99.9% sure.
David, can I just say this? Anybody, I can't say anybody, I'll just say it. Just about anybody that would have to meet people on the internet, there's a reason they're doing that.
Well, I knew this girl.
I won't say what that reason is.
Okay. I knew this girl from a mutual friends we went to church with in Florida.
Okay.
Okay. And we started talking on the phone and stuff.
You never met her?
Never met her in person. Okay. And I was talking on the phone with her, but she was over at our friend's house, mutual friend's house. And it was like, yeah, throw Becky on the phone. Becky was her name. And I'm not saying Lucy, but this is there's a title to the end of this that we're going to throw out. Well, the thing is, once we started talking and stuff, got our emails, started emailing back and forth, she would call me and stuff, and we would talk. And then she said, well, we've been talking for like 2 days.
Did she sound hot?
Yeah, she sounded pretty. Mm. So then she's like, well, shouldn't we date? I'm like, dang, I never met you before, and we're on the internet all the time. Oh, yeah, who gives a crap? So I was like 14, 15, and I had no girlfriend at the time, so I wanted to tell everybody I had a hot girlfriend on the internet. And so
she didn't send you pictures or anything?
No. So then after our mutual friend found out that we were online dating, her name was Summer.
Wait a minute. So when she said, do you want to date, she was talking about dating over the internet.
Yeah, like never meet. Like we were never planned to meet. Okay.
Okay.
So when I was talking to, say it, James.
It's weird. That's a weird thing. That's just weird. Sorry.
I was 15. I was crazy.
Okay.
And so I was talking to Summer like a couple days later after we declared.
Master's commission. Oh.
Yeah. And I was talking to Summer and she's like, hey, I heard that you and Becky were dating. I'm like, yeah, why? She's like, have you ever seen a picture of her? I'm like, dang it. I want to say something more stronger than that, but that's all I can say. And I was like, no, why? She's big girl. Big David. She's big boned. I'm like, oh, so she's, you know, she husky? She's like, no. She's double husky. Like a double. Yeah, she is double. And so I started, I was like, oh, you know, whatever, I ain't going to be mean. I'm not like that. But so one time, Mom wanted to go down to Southern Florida to go to a church service. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, well, not lo and behold, we knew that our friends and that Becky chick was going to be there. Mm-hmm. And Mom's cracking on me the whole way. I bet she's going to be this. I bet she's going to be that. That's the only time Mom was right in her life. We pulled up, and then there's Summer, there's Crystal, and there's this horse standing next to them.
Dude, you're so wrong.
I don't care. If you say everybody's ugly in the world, then you're good.
Okay.
Everybody's ugly in the world.
Okay.
But this girl was like negative 35 ugly, like on the ugly Richter scale. And so I'm like, please, God, please don't let that be her. Please don't let that be her. And Crystal.
She must have been so anticipating meeting you.
I bet she was.
I bet she was very
and
smiling.
Mom was so like in the mood to let me learn my lesson. I'm like, Mom, go, just pull off. And I knew it was her. Mom's like, no, we're going to go praise the Lord. You know, we're going to praise the Lord today. And Jonathan and Mom are just laughing at me. Uh-huh. So we get out of the car, like, hey, Crystal, hey, Summer, hey, you, whatever your name is, I'm Becky. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, well, was there like a cattle farm anywhere around here?
Oh my gosh,
dude. Dude, it was horrible. So Summer's like, here's Becky. I'm like a Christmas present. Like, here's your Christmas present. I'm like, I don't want to open this Christmas present. It's not good. So I just I was like, you know, be nice, okay. Mm-hmm. So we went and sat down. She was in front of me or behind me or something, but I like sort of darted to a seat real fast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, John, sit next to me, please God. I was like praying before the service even started. And so here, Becky was like two rows ahead of me and she turned around, you know, I can say a lot of stuff, but I don't want to. She turned around. She's like, David? Actually, she was more like, David, why are you sitting back there?
Why are you sitting back there, David?
She didn't sound like that on the phone, dude. Don't even front.
I got to build it up. I got to wrap the truth.
She had a sweet voice. Yeah. She said,
I got to wrap the truth.
She sounded hot.
So I'm like, oh, I'm sitting next to my best bud. John's turn around talking to mom. He's like, what? I'm like, oh, my best bud here. Who starts looking around? Who's my best bud? Who's your best bud? You, Jonathan. Of course.
My best friend.
My best friend in the world. I love you. Hated you 20 minutes ago on the way here, but you took the front seat. But I love you now. I'm in dire needs here. And so...
So what did he do? How'd your best friend come through for you?
He was like, you know how Jonathan is. He just laughed it off because he knew I was so like dick.
Beavis and Butthead all mixed together in one person.
Yeah, so I had to convince mom like 20 minutes later. She was still up front sitting in her section.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still, thank the Lord, mom sitting in my best bud. Yeah, I went up to mom. I was like, mom, we got to go. We have to go right now. So we all walked out, and I was like, Becky, and mom's not feeling too good. We're going to have to go. She's like, oh, I wanted to hang out with you. I'm like, what, during Bible study? I mean, what's going on? So we started walking out, and I was like, I got to give this girl a hug.
Oh, David, why?
Like,
why?
It wouldn't be me.
But see, that's crueler than just saying goodbye. Because no, they can handle rejection flat out.
I had a hugger.
I'm not talking about you, dude. I'm talking about her. That poor girl. I feel for her.
Okay, so listen to this.
She's overweight. She's been rejected her whole life. She's been judged.
You get so much.
All right, so I hug her.
I'm like, dang it, I got to hug her. So I hugged her, got in the car, like, mom and John are dying laughing. Well, like, a week after getting home, well, we got, like, home that night, but a week later, I get this email, why did you break up with me? All this stuff.
Wow.
Jonathan broke into my email account and emailed her. I just don't think we should be together anymore.
He was trying to help you.
I got mad at him because I didn't want to feel like a jerk.
So, dude, I'm trying to save you, boy.
Yeah, dude, that's got more feelings, dude, than you just leaving or just never speaking to her. And then she's got to wonder, what is it? Was it the way I hugged him? Was it the fact that I pinched him when I hugged him? Was it
the fact that I turned around and was like, why are you sitting back there, Big Papa?
Oh, dude, David.
So Jonathan emailed her, and I was so mad at him. He hacked my email, and he emailed her and said, you know, I don't think we can be together anymore. Thank God. You know, I still have to stay.
He is your best friend in the whole world. Yeah. Jonathan, if you're listening, good job, dude.
Thanks, dude.
David has not what it takes to not date incredibly large people. And so apparently you do, and that's good. Whoa, that came out wrong.
I think she actually said in the email, why'd you break up with me and why should you suggest that I should date your brother or something like that? John, that one's for you,
John,
dude.
Jonathan was trying to get that date. Just say my name.
John, it's business time.
Oh my goodness. Dude, that reminds me. I mean, this is not worthy of a whole story or even a theme story or anything, so I'll tell it. But I know what you're feeling, dude. I mean, I do not judge people based on their weight or their looks or anything. In my line of work, you just see people from the inside out. But I wasn't always in the line of work I'm in.
Uh-huh.
I used to hang out with a guy named Alan, and Alan had a lot of friends who drank a lot. And so I had never been exposed to that. My mom always sheltered us and protected us. She had a big drinking background. And so she, you know, we just never moved in those circles. But one time I was in one of his relatives' trailers, and I was just sitting there minding my own business. Everybody else had something. I don't even know what to call it. A beer, a can of beer, the tall cans. I don't even know.
The 40s.
Okay, is that what they're called? Yeah. Dude, there was a sloppy. You know, I ain't got no problem with you being big. I don't even have a problem with you being ugly, okay? That's subjective. Somebody's going to love you eventually.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is she was sloppy. She was dressed like she was very petite, okay? That's another thing that bothers me is when you're hanging out of your clothes, it's like, you know, there's whole shows wrapped around these larger women getting themselves to look presentable, yeah, and like they've got some self-respect. This chick's sitting there in Daisy Dukes and a turtleneck or something. I don't even know what it was.
Jesus God.
But midriff showing the whole nine yards with her big beer, and she's just sloppy. Like, she hasn't bathed or anything. This is Georgia, okay? So, yeah. And she's sitting over her beer, taking sips and looking square in my eyes. Like, I am the biggest piece of man candy she has ever seen. I am the hottest thing in the planet. And Alan's talking to her dad right there, but she's across the room and she is zeroed in on me. It's like she's looking in the airplane and the little thing locked on. Beep, 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 beep. And she's, dude, I kid you not, she licked her lips. Not in a suggestive way, not like licking your teeth, like the little joke on the, this was a, like I was a big old ham sandwich, okay? And I was so glad of there. I can't think of what part of that movie you're talking about.
Forget about it.
Anyway, oh my goodness, I will never forget that because I knew what it felt like to be a cute girl walking past a construction site. That's the way they feel. They feel like a piece of meat hanging up, mm-hmm, and it's like you have no respect and you're afraid. Because I'm telling you, David, this girl could have had her way with me, and there's nothing I could have done about it. She was a blue collar, daughter, and mm-hmm, she had ways and she had means, and she outweighed me by about 75 pounds. So, thank you, Jesus. I just want to pause right now and just say thank you, Lord. I don't know how I got out of there with my self-respect and my self-esteem and your clothes intact. But I'm going to tell you what. I seem to remember not looking back at her, but she was like, bye, bye, and I wasn't paying attention. Bye!
Okay, so our title of that story was Ugly.
Your story.
Ugly Becky.
Ugly Becky.
Sure, like Ugly Betty?
Except Ugly Becky.
Yeah. We actually named a bulldog after her.
The girl not that she lying. Went and saw?
Not even lying. Becky. English bulldog.
That I'm is so lying, wrong. Oh.
Becky was the best dog we had. One of the ugliest, but the best one.
Lord have mercy. I'm just not feeling right about it. I can see, all our listeners out there, and, we have, 700 of them some odd now.
Yeah.
It's like one or two of them have got to be large. Well, let me just say this. I am a large man.
Yeah, that's the only weight reason why we
talk. That's why I'm stuff. Feeling you. If you want to send hate mail, send it to David in care of David, because David is a hater.
I'm not a hater.
And plus, he hasn't. He just got out of school not too long ago. He hasn't gotten married yet. You give him time, he'll be right there with the rest of us, folks. He will be a chunky monkey, too. It just happens. So anyway, that was our featured story. That was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. It's just a slow one, You have a lot. I could have told a lot more descriptions, but I was like, we don't want to lose our G rating.
PG.
Because I felt like I was naked every time she looked at me. That honestly. Honestly,
that's how I felt when I was there.
Like, you cross your legs, and guys don't cross their legs.
cross them tight.
You're like,
She was hungry, David.
I don't know. I was about to slaughter the lamb or something, do a sacrifice.
I'm going to tell you, though, if you could ever just get past that, there would be no limits.
You better edit this.
No, I'm not. I'm not, dadgummit. I was at Weight Watchers last year. There was some fine women in there. I was like, if my wife ever dies, I'm coming in here and we're going to lose weight together. And when we do, we will get married. Because there was some fine women in Weight Watchers.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. When are we going to get married? About 20 more pounds.
When we reach goal, when you get lifetime, we will get married.
Oh, why are you talking about this years ago?
My stomach hurts so bad.
Oh, I'm cramping. Oh. We need to hit the gym.
I do.
Oh, gosh. Kidneys.
Oh, man. So anyway, thank you. Thank you for that, Dave. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for, I mean, I feel a lot better now.
I feel a lot better. I feel like there's a weight.
Send your hate mail too. To nobody's listening to us at gmail.com, care of David.
ATTN colon David.
David. Anyway, David, let's take a break right before news, email, voicemail.
Yeah, I can't breathe.
Up next, news, E, and V-mail.
Hey, James and David and everybody out there listening. I just wanted to call and say I'm loving this podcast. Unfortunately, since I am down here in sunny Fort Myers, Florida, in Master Commission, I am slow and just got to the podcast the other day. Have heard every single episode. That's all I've been listening to. I haven't listened to any other music. And I just absolutely loved it. I loved the story. And I love hearing the story. I love it every time you tell everybody how you made me cry at the Mexican restaurant. I mean, it's just boosts my self-esteem. And I love the story about how you made me and Jeremy and Jacob cry in your basement because you and David told us that there were spirits in there. But that night was not all lost. I did get my Holy Ghost filledness. I started speaking in tongues that night, and it's all because of you and your evil heart, and I just want to say thank you, and you guys are doing an awesome job. Love you, and I can't wait for next week. Bye.
So, yeah, that was Nick Godbout, and he...
Stalkers.
That's actually Rockstar Paul's little brother, and he's in Florida. And, yeah, he was the killer salsa kid, and he was one of the boys in the Basement Ghost Man story. So, from episode three. I think it was three. But, Nick, I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I mean, here I am spilling all your stuff all over the internet, and I still haven't told him about the time that I pushed you down the snow and made you cry.
Whoa.
Yeah, I pushed him in the snow and made him cry. It's funny because he was in a bad mood, and I pushed him in the snow like I do 100 times a day, and he was laughing, and then he's like, don't do it again. My hands are cold, and I pushed him down again. He's like, dude, my hands are freezing. They're hurting. I pushed him down again, and he starts crying, and then I felt bad, but I didn't let it show. All right, we got one more.
G'day, mate. Throw another shrimp on the barbie. This is Rev 12 here doing a terrible Australian accent. Almost as bad as your English accent. So there you go. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you for running the advert for the Combobulator on your last episode and for your kind words towards our podcast. You guys are awesome, and it's a real privilege for us to be featured on your show, and I hope we can continue to work together in the future.
Well, thank you, Rev 12 and Combobulator peeps, Bunzy.
Thank God I don't do an English accent.
No joke. I thought mine was all right.
Yours was Australian. Yeah. That's why he's making fun of you.
Anyway, it's just cool because he says it's an honor, but it's an honor for me because I listened to you guys first. But it is cool when people that you like your podcast.
Yeah.
So it's also cool when 700 and some odd, almost 800 people like your podcast too.
Yeah.
So we love you, fans. Email us and let us know that you're out there. So anyway, that's all the voicemail time we have for today. Be listening after the recap song for a few others. And so if you sent one in, chances are it's going to be on the end.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song.
Okay, let's pause and think. Okay.
It's time for the recap song, Dave. We never pause and think. We never pause and think.
We needed to pause and think.
No, let's just do it. I'll start off again. With the Yoda thing. What? What's so funny?
You weren't supposed to say anybody.
No, I want you to just do... I want you to do what you were supposed to do. God was telling you to do Adam Sandler. See, that lends itself... Yeah, yeah, oh, ho. Yeah, 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 whoa. It's a bright and shiny day. Let's go out and look for a new house, so why don't we? Hey, 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 hey. Okay, I'll call the realtor. We'll drive to that new place. I hear there's a new house with 7 bedrooms and 4 baths, and nobody lives there at all. It's been on the market for 300 days. Is that something I should be worried about? She said, no way, it's just a little price, say. But they lowered the price today, so we were so happy to walk inside. We looked around and felt something creep inside. It was the darkness.
The darkness.
It was the darkness.
Oh, the darkness.
We didn't have enough, so we went into the basement. Suddenly I felt a large encasement of evil.
Evil.
It was so evil.
Evil.
And I'm sure my little 2-year-old picked it up, 'cause she started spinning around and she threw up all over the place. Oh. I think I saw a face in the back room before I turned the lights on, but it was a happy, happy day. It was a great day to find out that your house was full of demons and runaways screaming. Oh yeah, oh yeah. La da 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 da. Take it away, Dave.
Well, I went to work today.
Oh yeah.
And I'm on the same cord. I need to switch. There it is.
That's a better way to do it.
And my DM pulled me aside.
Yes, he did. He pulled you by the collar.
He pulled me aside and told me that I was getting a raise, and woo-hoo, it was a beautiful raise, and I love the raise, and there's a lot of raise.
Oh, it's more money.
It wasn't the sun raise. It was the money raise. It was the money raise to send me away. To
As
send
I'm
me
walking away,
to...
I saw the money in my pocket.
He promised
the opposite of evil.
There it is. So I had to sign a contract, so I wouldn't tell anybody about my raise, because
don't tell nobody.
They would get mad and I would be in trouble.
It's a bright and shiny day for both of us.
Yeah. We sound like the flight of Concords.
That's right, we do. And that's okay, Dave. 'Cause just stay away from that basement. Because I think something followed us home from that place.
Uh-oh, James, I thought I saw a dark spirit.
Dark spirit.
Dark spirit.
Dark spirit.
Stay away from me.
Stay away from my family.
Where's my
David's raise? Don't you see? He needs it. He's got to buy a gray shirt. He's got to get a new network. I don't know why I said that, but it rhymed. That was cool. Woo-hoo.
Hi, I'm the demon. Don't say nothing. I'm only going to be here for a while. I got a toothy grin. You will see me tonight when you turn off the bathroom light. You'll see me grin.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
I will be on your bed. I will poke you through the sheets. You might try to cry, but oh, you won't hear a sheet shriek, because you won't be dead. I will crawl inside your brain. I will eat it like it was lemon meringue, baby.
That's pretty good singing for a demon.
I know.
I'll tell you what.
How's it going, Lucifer?
Anyway, let's just say one thing about your internet dating experience. You might not want to do that, especially if you have your date on clearance. Just leave her on the rack. Just walk away. Keep it real. Say their name and shake their hand. Make sure you don't play no games. I don't care if you meet her on MySpace. I don't care how pretty her face. I don't care about the angles of the photography from her cell phone camera. David, if you don't know her in person, it could be a terrible thing. Let me just say it like this. When you meet somebody, even if you see a picture of them, there are so many things about meeting a person in person. There's a reason why that has dominated the world overall. When you say you know somebody, you know them. Because they could be beautiful, they could be gorgeous. But when you see them, what if they smell funny? What if they have a weird laugh that you'd never heard before?
What if her toe is longer than her big toe?
Dude, what if her pinky toe sticks out through her shoe? You just never know. You don't know what to do. And if that's you, that's cool. But don't try to front like it's not. You got a big toe? That's cool. That's awesome. You could dial a phone with it. You could stir up something. Man, if you could flush the toilet with your toe, that's cool. But it's something that you ought to fully disclose. You ought to put that on your MySpace profile. So keep it real, people. That's what we're going to tell all you guys. Well, David, I guess that's about it, man.
Yeah.
We got, just want to tell you guys, thank you. Oh, I forgot one news item. Let me just sing it. Okay. We're not hot and popular anymore. iTunes took us down. But if you go to the top 100 comedy podcast, I think you'll see we're still hanging around at 71. At 71.
71.
It's better than 73. And where'd my music go, Davey?
Uh-oh. Acapella, baby. So we're at 71?
71.
That's pretty good.
Yes, that's right.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Take it, amen.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Oh. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Okay. So anyway, call us. Call us on the Nobody's Listening line at 206-600-5704. People are saying that I don't know it after all these shows, and I just want to say that I do.
Okay. He does.
So, and email us.
He read it from the phone.
Email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Check us out at nlcast.com. We have a MySpace. It's MySpace/NLcast.
Yeah.
Leave us an iTunes review. Many of you have. I think we're up to 31.
Ooh.
And I love it. And keep it up. Because the more you review us, the more people get to know about us. So if you love us and you want to, and if you love the world and you want to share this with the world, then you have an obligation to leave us a review. But email us and call us, man. We love to hear from you. So
yeah, I mean, I personally would love to hear from you. And if you've been trying to MySpace me and try to friends request me, I don't know who you are, people. Send me a message.
Yeah, yeah. When you friend request David, tell him you're from listening to him from the show.
I have like five people in there. I'm like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah. So that's why I decided, David, at the beginning that I will accept anybody unless you're a business or one of those guys trying to get me to send out online surveys.
Yeah.
I will accept you to the NL cast, but on my MySpace, no. I only do people that I know in real life, unfortunately, yeah. for y'all. So anyway, that's about it. We're done. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay.
And David, we need to go ahead and stop because at this point in the podcast, it's been so long that
nobody's listening.
Play Led Zeppelin.
Which one?
Anything. There's somebody on the forums that wanted Led Zeppelin.
Well, anybody can play Stairway to Heaven.
Do it. I can't play that.
Oh.
I didn't get the joke in Wayne's World when they pointed.
You never to the do song. That. That's just one of the things. It's so everybody. That's the first song they learn. I play different.
Sounds pretty. It's better than Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, this is Rev 12.
Hi, I'm Bernsey.
We're hosts of the Combobulator. We'd like to say when you're not listening to Nobody's Listening, then head over to thecombobulator.co.uk and check us out.
The Combobulator. Woo!
Hey, guys. This is Shelby. Found your podcast on iTunes and love it. It's awesome. Hope you guys keep coming out with more. I'll send some stories in later if I can think of any. And I'll guess I'll listen to your next podcast soon. So, bye.
Hey, guys. This is John. Just listened to Augur Man. Great, great show. But I just have to let you know that I was led astray by the Gospel of Kenison tonight. I was in my How to Study the Bible class, and we were talking about this passage of Scripture about somebody, and everybody was throwing around answers. Why did they do this? Why do that? So I'm thinking to myself, dude, It's just like Auger Man. He was fronting. You know, he's fronting like he knew what he was talking about. So I threw that out there, and it just got smacked right back down in my face like a big volleyball, like the big guy on the other side of the net just smacked the volleyball down in my face, down my throat. So, you know, Auger Man didn't apply to that reference. But I still love you, even though you led me astray. I'm still a devout believer in the gospel of Kenneth, and will continue to come back. So keep it coming. Hey, by the way, David, love the singing on the recap songs. You're doing great. Keep it up!
I met my wife when I was 18 years old. I was going through a bit of a rough time in my life. I don't particularly consider myself as that good-looking. You know, that might sound maybe rude or harsh, I don't know. Some, you know, maybe everybody says that about themselves. But I was going through a bit of a slump because, you know, people around me were getting girlfriends and things like that. And I was thinking, well, what's wrong with me? You know, why couldn't I find anybody? There was one night in particular that we went out, and by then I'd sort of made a resolve with myself and with God, basically, in prayer. I'd said, look, I'm fed up with my life at the moment. What can I do to change things? And when I thought about it, I got the feeling that you're not going to get anything unless you give something back. So I thought, yeah, that's fair enough. All right, I needed to change some attitudes in my life. And I thought, okay, I'll do that and we'll take it from there. Like I say, literally then, within a couple of weeks, I was going out and I met Sarah, who became my wife. Now, on the actual night, I can't believe that she got back in touch with me. Imagine an 18-year-old lad absolutely mashed out of his brains. Now, I know you guys in America don't start drinking till 21 legally, but here it's 18. Yeah, I'd had one or two too many lemonades, and I was a little bit worse for wear. But I was out with a group of friends, and I spotted Sarah across the nightclub, and I was like, you know, that's the kind of woman that I would like to meet, but never did I actually dream that I would actually go up and speak to her. But like I say, one or two lemonades later, I actually thought, right, what the heck, let's pluck up some courage and go speak to her. So I did, and I dread to think what I came across like. I must have leered all over her. I know I scared her friend off and tried to sort of dance with her, and Sarah was like, yeah, whatever. But she did say she was willing to take my phone number. But I didn't want to just give her my phone number. I didn't want to just say, this is my number, because I thought, oh, she might forget. So I said, right, wait here, wait there, and I'll come back in a moment. I thought, right, I'll go back to the reception desk at this club, and I'll ask them if they've got some pen and paper. And sure enough, they did. They gave me a scrap of paper and a pen to write on. And I remember writing on this piece of paper my telephone number, and I was so drunk, I was looking at it thinking, I can't see if that makes sense or not. So I actually wrote LOL, and then wrote the number again underneath that. Both numbers, really, when you look back at them, perfectly legible, but I can't believe I wrote the words LOL. I then continued to wander around the nightclub and found this mad woman again and pressed my number into her palms and said, look, there's my number, call me back. And I woke up in the morning and thought, what did I do? I'll pause there and I'll maybe give you a call again next week and tell you what happened next, because obviously things continued and we're together today, but my goodness, it's crazy. Anyway, thanks for playing this, and like I say, I hope to speak to you again soon.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.